Now, some of you think that this is just ginned up and that, oh, come on, Mike, you're just exaggerating like you always do. Well, no, it's kind of contained in a report. And the advice of the report from people, again, talk radio mafia echo chamber is, yeah, we don't even have to go in here anymore. We could save lives by nuking non-combatants. You can save lives. What a great Christian you are. You're probably pro-life too, aren't you?
Yay.
The Trump administration's nuclear posture review, to be released today, they wrote this yesterday, obviously, will include a call for the deployment of, now note the verbiage, will include a call for the deployment, for the use of low-yield, more usable nuclear warheads. A move widely anticipated when a draft of the document was leaked to the Huffington Post on January the 11th. So while the recommendations won't necessarily be a surprise, what is less public is the bitter battle during its drafting that pitted senior Army and Navy warriors against nuclear wonks, W-O-N-K-S, inside the Defense Department. That fight over the exorbitant cost associated with the NPR, by the way, $1.5 trillion to make our glorious and vainglorious fighting army nuclear capable and ready, and charges that it could make nuclear war more likely are bound to continue through implementation. He's about to undo the good that he did and is doing with protecting the life of the soon-to-be-born. It's one thing to write a policy, say a senior Pentagon civilian privy to the NPR fight told the American Conservative magazine. It's another thing to have it implemented. What the NPR is recommending will break the bank, and a lot of people around here are worried that making nuclear weapons more usable isn't what we should be doing. The conventional military guys have dug in their heels. They're dead set against it. The battle isn't over. You would hope that the battle isn't over. Now ladies and gentlemen, here at Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, we are live on 2 February 2018, a little past 20 past the hour. I want you to note. Please note. Mark Levin and John Bolton, Brit Hume, and all the usual suspects on talk radio mafia and television's echo chambers have been accusing the Iranians of wanting to start a nuclear war and wanting to develop nuclear weapons so they could use them against their enemies, including America. For almost 20 years now, they've been accusing him. And we, now what has been the defense? We must not allow the proliferation of nuclear weapons. There are already too many in the world. We must not allow another. That's one of the arguments against the North Koreans having them. Of course, that horse has left the barn, as they say. Now, I have to ask the question for all you that think this is a good idea, or maybe you ask your friends this weekend at the nuclear armament hoedown and barbecue celebration that MAGA zombies, I'm going to start calling them MAGA zombies, MAGA zombies are going to have. Why were we afraid, mortified, terrified, and doing all these and having all these warlike actions, performing all these warlike actions all across the globe to stop the Iranians, to try and stop the North Koreans from acquiring nuclear weapons under the pretense that it would escalate their use? And now we're going to escalate their use. Now, ladies and gentlemen, note from the pieces that I have read of the NPR, the National Nuclear Proliferation Posture Review, rather. These weapons are to be used preemptively. These are not in retaliation. This is the armchair generals with their stratego boards Over at Westwood One and the Sirius Patriot Channel and the Fox News headquarters and the offices of the Weekly Standard, taking their little Stratego boards, playing armchair general. See, I think we can detonate one here. This is a hot spot. They got some... Mr. Stratego, man, move that one over there. That place needs some American nuclear exceptionalism. They got terrorists there. We tried to catch that guy and we couldn't. Let's kill him. Oh, no, let's use the president's words. Let's annihilate him. Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry, producer of the Talk Radio Mafia show. This nearest civilian area. You dare to question the great and powerful laws. Preemptive use. Preemptive. Meaning, nuke first, ask questions later. Why isn't this a shock? Aren't nuclear weapons the most lethal, the most feared incendiary devices since Sodom and Gomorrah? The United States is about to deploy them.